A new perek. Today's shiur sponsor for Shlema Demima from it. One second, I gotta say a name because I got 100 reminders. From it, Peril Bas Menachem Mendel Halevi. No. Now for Shlema. Leila Nishmas.
Who is that?
Leila Nishmas, my aunt. Okay, where are we up to?
They made you crazy, okay?
Aaron Ben Eliezer Dover, I think that's the name.
Eliezer Dover Ben Aaron.
No.
Yeah. Ben Eliezer Dover.
Aaron Ben Eliezer Dover.
When's he coming back today? Tomorrow?
I think Wednesday morning. They both come back Wednesday morning. All right, Bisham Eimrim. So there's karbanos. You gotta spritz the dam.
Now we need that.
So if you look at the mizbeach over here, so there's a yesoid that goes on the side over here by the kevesh. It goes one amma. It goes along the. I don't know what side that is in English.
That's Maariv.
Maariv is north?
South.
West. Maariv to Tzofen, right? And goes a little bit on Mizrach. So B'Shamei Omrim, Kol Nitlam Mizbeach Chitzon. All the dam that is put on Mizbeach Chitzon, every carbon needs dam. Shenosa matana achas, that if you do with one matana, keeper, it's enough. It means the rest is just lechatchilo. But the carbon is kosher with one matana. Uvachatas, shte matanas. Chatas, you need two matanas, because a chatas needs to be spritzed on all four sides. The way we do a regular carbon is you do one spritz, it's shtayim shem arba.
Not all of them.
Rashi Albisha Ruben Tuna shtayim atana shem arba. Right? Most karbanos is shtayim shem arba, which means that you spritz on one corner and then you spritz on the other corner. You give a splotch like that, so you hit all four sides. A chatas is done with a zrika, with a etzba. So v'chatas shte matanas. Rabbi Shammai knows that a chatas needs two matanas. Means even b'di'evid you need two matanas. Ubisilim af chatas shnos matanas achas keeper. No, he holds even a chatas with one kapara is enough. With one zrika is enough. Lefichach, what's the point of this mishnah? Point of mishnah is like this: im nosanas rishayna ketikna. If you did the first zrika ketikra, which means you put one zrika on, let's go with Beis Hillel, right? So he holds that everything is good with one zrika. So you put one zrika on, so now you cut when it's kosher. Ves hashnia chutz mana, the second zrika you did chutz mana, so keeper. The you already keeper the carbon. So maybe you can't have machshavas psul anymore, because you have to do machshavas psul on something that is being machshav the carbon, is being one of the essential items. But since it's not essential anymore, because your carbon's already good, so it's nothing. Then pigul, because you did it on an essential avoid. Kol nisnin. I threw him out then, I'll throw him out now. Call on this back. I'm getting ready to teach today, you know. Call on this then, I'm back up. Shemchiser achzam atonas ki ilu loy keeper lefichim nasan kula kik tikna v'achshol tikna psul v'im akaros. So basically, what he's saying over here is mizbeach apnimi is different. There's different korbanos that go on mizbeach apnimi, the sarab yom kippur and the parham davar shaltzibur. So those go on all four sides of mizbeach apnimi. On Yom Kippur, there's also ones that have to get other spritzim besides mizbeach apnimi. They get on the seven achaz lamala, sheva lamato, that whole thing that you do in davening that you probably fell asleep while doing it. You know, you're in it straw, right? Are you here? You live in Kippur?
Why don't you split your pants?
Nah, I got the twillery. I'm gonna split. Anyway. So over there, konzam back apnimi shem chisa achzam atonas ki ilu lekeeper. Over there, every single one's essential. If you can nasan kulan ketiknan, va'achas loy ketikna is psul vein makaros. So it means over there, you need all the. If you, it's loy karav amat. It's loy karav amatik mitzvosei. How do you know that you could do with one spritz? Maybe you got to do all four. So Gemara says we have a pasuk Tam Loimar, v'dam zvachach yishavich, and that tells you that as long as you did one. Shvicha achas mash marashim luksiv soviv. Don't say soviv. The alfiyim minei shtei matonish in arba perik ezim kaimon. It says dam zvei shovich. We learn out that that one shvicha is good. One zrika, one shvicha is good. Vektam avayil hachiu the also haim boil chetanya minayin chol adomim shetuudim matan dam liyesoid. How do you know that all dam? By the way, the yesoids, the two little holes over there on the side of the yesoid, they also go down to the amma. But there's a din, that dam, which we're going to see now. When we said then, we said that there's an amma. You got the stream running through the azara. The rest of the dam of the tzava behema goes into the stream and it goes down to Nachal Kidron. It doesn't have a din of shirayim. There's a special halacha that leftover blood, after you finish spritzing, has to be poured to the shirayim.
Look at
this sweater. How do you know that you have to leave over dam to put in the yisoid, or just if it have leftover dam? So you see that you have to put the dam on the yisoid. The Yisrael also goes to Nachal Kidron, but it's just the Zalocha that has to go on the Yisrael's Bech. So, V'tamnon is Zalz Rei Shavach. So, Gemara says, Nafkan with the Rebbe. The Tani Rebbe Omer, V'anishu B'dam Yimotze, She'ain Tamnon B'dam. The Pasuk says, V'yini B'dam Azachat Zalkirm Zbech, V'anishu B'dam Yimotze, you squish it on the Mizbech, and Yisrael on the Bech Chatasu. So, Gemara says, why does it say that? She ain't talking b'dam, not talking b'dam. If she's talking matzino, ella shloim lemanu, ella nistem matan dalad shetunim matan dam domim liyisoid. Shar dominai, talking about nishu b'dam yimotzei. She ain't talking b'dam. It doesn't have to say b'dam. Not talking b'dam. Leave me al kol dom shetunim matan dam liyisoid. So you want to know how you know this halacha that you have to put the dam on the shrine, because it says. We're talking about dam. He's a dam achaz lakim esbech. Vanisha yimotze. It doesn't say b'dam. The extra word b'dam, this red, officially red word, is wrong. So meila. That's how you know. Now you have the pasuk dam zvachecha yishafech to tell you that one spritz is good enough. You don't need it on all four sides of esbech. You're yaitzah with one spritz. Not kli. Nishu medam yimotze. I hear it. Nitzu is with the bird, no? You know those cups they sell travel mugs that you could wash negel vaser? You squish it.
Squish it.
My father took one to Poland, you remember?
Left it there?
No way. Oh, are you kidding me?
Are you crazy?
Checked in the bag.
I don't know, you might say it right here. I hear what you're saying. Oh, it's Chatzah Oif Ksiv, Rashi.
How do you learn from there and everything else?
No, we're only learning from there. The fact that it says an extra word about Dam, that we learn out to everywhere that has to go Nishbach Yisoyd. The fact that it says Vanishab Adam Yimotzeh, it's extra. The word Badam is extra. The Pasuk is going by Chatzah Oif. But the Pasuk Badam is extra. The word Badam does not have to say. Because we have extra word, we need to learn now from there to everywhere they have to put on the Yisoy. Lakat lahachu da'asa, very good, we're going to miss you tomorrow. Lakat lahachu da'asa, he's going south. Lakat lahachu da'asa, lakat lahachu da'asa, mi boyle, you need it for this, mi boyle katanya, mi nalim nisnim bezriko, shenosnim bezshvicho. Yatza. How do you know? There's different karbanas. Some are done with zrika. You spritz it. The oil of shlam asham. And some of them is shvicha. Which one's that with shvicha?
Are there any? Let me see. Is it
there? No, there is. There is one. 1 second. We had it before.
Those are all
Zrika. Those are Zrika, right?
Yeah.
There's no Shvicha? We're just saying the Halacha? I thought it was carbon that is Shvicha. Bechor, mice. Okay, we'll let you go with that. Macho.
Thank you.
Shvicha, I'm going to tell you, Yisoyed v'shoifach. Okay, so minayin, v'kat l'halkud osim boi l'chatay, minayin zinim mezuga shnosim v'shvicha yatzol, tamon dam z'chach yishavach. That you could, all dam is kosher if you shvicha it. Sablaka b'kiva dam lo yizruka b'cha shvicha, lo shvicha la zruka. The Tanan, yeah, Pesach, Pesach is be a Pesach is b'shvicha. No, sorry. Huh? Shlomim is what? Zrika b'chal shvicha. Chama lo minan nizim zrika shnu b'shvicha yozel. Alman dam shlomim is kasa b'zrika b'chal mat nam Pesach is kasa b'shvicha. Right, by Pesach it says shvicha. Pesach is shvicha. Kam Pesach is b'shvicha. So the question is like this. So Gemara says. You'll see in a minute, because we'll wait a second. So Tamno is Damzgei Shavu. Sabal Kabakiva Dam Lozuka B'chal Shvicha Lozvicha B'chal Zuka. The Tanan Birich Birchas Pesach Poter Shel Zevach Shel Zevach Like Poter Pesach. The Rebbe Shmuel Kiva I'm Lozu Paterazu Lozu Paterazu. What's going on over here? What's going on over here is there's a halacha before you make eat a Karm Pesach, you make a Sheker Shom Sois Tzvanu Le'Echol Pesach before you eat a carbon Shlomim. You say Hashem Shom Sois Tzvanol Echol Zazevach. Now, you have to eat Karm Pesach ala Soiva. You have to be full. In order to be full, a Karm Pesach is very small. It's a little shepsel. What does it have? A little. You can't get full on it. All you have is a kazayas from it. So, what you do is they used to shecht called chagiga, and who? No, but you're putting a whole Morgan family on one shepsula, ain't gonna get you much.
Yeah.
Let's say there's 20 kazaisim in a shepsula, so you have the whole Morgan family, is 20 people, you're done. You don't get a kazais. Kazais doesn't fill you up. So a shepsula? A lamb?
Half of it's the half of it you're not allowed to eat.
A lamb chop.
It's got plenty. we'll play the carving station next time.
The sheep?
It's stuff you
don't want to eat.
There's
stuff you're not allowed to eat also, though.
You can eat the eye.
That's the
poster. You're allowed to eat a head? You that's keep the head. You're allowed to eat the head of an animal. And we don't eat it. Cheek. Eat the cheek. What do you eat?
We save it for a
shot. Rosh Keres.
You don't eat the rest of the year, only Rosh
Keres. No meat there.
You got to eat the
depends how the, if the animal ate good.
You got to break the bone.
Yeah, you eat it off the bone.
Yeah, eat it down to the bone.
You cut it out.
Right. Yeah, you have to eat it down to the bone. He's right. You can't have noisa. You have to eat every little plot of meat.
Yeah,
and
then the bones,
you
got
to like, burn them. Okay, anyway. Because the bottom line is, it has to be echal soiva. So what you do is, you eat, you have to eat, eat a chagiga, eat another animal, you get a good steak. And then after you're full, then you eat the shepsula, the lamb chop. So.
Left the garbage here?
I don't know what's going on. Bekitza, so. What happens if you made a shekh shom tzoy tzvon al a pesach? Are you yotze with that bracha for achil zevach? So the machloikus. Rabbi Kiva says. Birch a pesach, potter shal zevach. It's good enough. Shall zevach lay potter zat pesach. Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva im loy zup terzu loy zup terzu. And the Mar's understanding. What's the reason? Because if you hold that zvichas bechal shvicha, as zrikas bechal shvicha, and it's interchangeable, then the one bracha can part the other one. But if it's not interchangeable, then one bracha can't part the other one.
Two separate
things. So Gemara says, and that's what Gemara once said, that, and that would be the machlokes over here. So we go like Rabbi Kiva, who holds that Zrik is not Bechal Shvicha. So you're saying that you need this Pasuk Damash Bechal Shavich to tell you Zrik is Bechal Shvicha. We go like Rabbi Kiva, who doesn't hold that Zrik is Bechal Shvicha. And you can't, it's not interchangeable. It's amazing, we have a book for Pesach, we're learning about Hilchos Pesach here. Yeah. Akanto Hachud
also. Also, it's amazing that it's his uncle.
Akanto Hachud also. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, you need it for a different reason. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Metakshim Ach Bechor Shor, or Bechor Kesev, or Bechor Eiz. You have a pasuk over here. Ach Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesev, Bechor Eiz, Loisipod, the Kodeshim, as Domam Tizugam is back, as Chelbom Takdir, Lashon Chelbom and Domam. That's what we're going to shtel on. So Gemara says, I lost the place. How do you know that also? So you see that you need a pasuk for something else. So Gemara says, the Tanya Reisak Lili Omer Domo Elay Nemar El Domom Chelbo Elay Nemar El Chelbom. So Lim Al Bechor Maaser Pesach Tom An Domam Veimur Lagav Mizbech. So Gemara says, Reb Shmuel Haikro Mapik Lelahochi Mapik Lelahochi. He can't use the pasuk manoshach. Does he hold that zrikas bechal shvicha? You can't tanz obey the chasanas. Zigmara says you're right. Treta no alib der Yishmal. Over here is an interesting Rashi that they shtel on it. A lot of the Griz goes to town on this. That the Rashi brings down. It seems to be a Yishalmi that Rashi bringing down. I don't know where the Yishalmi is, but it seems to be a Yishalmi that Rashi bringing down. That when in Rabbi Kiva, he says that when you hold that, you can make the bracha of Shvicha b'chalal, Zvicha l'abchal, Shvicha, when we said the Machalik Shabbishmar Rabbi Kiva, Rashi used the Lashon that Pesach Iker v'zevach tafel. Hukach ain't zevach poitel a Pesach, al Pesach poitel is a zevach. Upsachim Yerushalmi, here Rashi brings down Yerushalmi over here. So, he goes to town about this with the halacha of tafel and Iker, the Gabi Bracha. They bring a lot of different halachas from this Machalikas. But anyway, that's how Rashi seems to say. Rashi before did not say it's al-Iker and Tafel. But Rashi seems to say that would be the machloikas. Why Rabbi Shmuel holds that you can't, it's not interchangeable, right? Rabbi Shmuel is the one who holds it, isn't it? It's not interchangeable. Rabbi Kiva holds Zu Pater Zu, Veloy Zu Pater Zu. Why is Pesach Pater the Chagiga? Because Pesach is the Iker. So when you make a bracha, you have the Iker and Tafel, the Iker passes the Tafel. It's like eating, I don't know what Iker and Tuffle is. Piece of pizza with the cheese. Right, you don't make a bracha on the cheese. That's not Iker and Tuffle. What's Iker and Tuffle? I don't know.
Salad.
Cereal milk, yeah. So what is the Bishlam Yishmael to make a kuli b'bachar? Heinrich Sivu B'sorom, Yiu, Loch. B'sorom means that the it goes to the b'char goes to the kayin. So b'sorom Yiu, Loch, that's what we need the pasuk to tell you. El Rabbeisi, the Michael and Naim, Maiser Pesach, Maiser Pesach, Bailam Achalei. Doesn't go to the kayin. Maiser b'sorom Yiu, Loch. What does that mean? What was the pasuk b'sorom? Echad Tam, v'echad Balimum. Limit Amachol, Bramum, Shnitel Kayin. That's what we're saying. That's what the Lashon B'sorom is. Shleim Metzina L'B'chal HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Nafkalei M'L'cha Yiyah. M'L'cha Yiyah the Sefer. So Bishlom Yerisak Lila D'Mokalei Nami Maizer Pesach Hanuch Sid Loi Sipada. Koy D'Shem. Heim Kreim Main T'Mos Kreivah. The Tanan, T'murus B'chor Maizer, Hein V'Lodon 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 Atzef Kol Oilem Arim Ka B'chor Maizer. V'Yechul Mumun L'Bayam. That's the Halacha by T'murus B'chor Maizer. V'tanan, Amar b'shur shamati shetmuras pesach kreva, v'tmuras pesach ain't a kreva, ain't a lefarish. What does it mean? Rabbi Shua said, I heard something. I don't know how to be in farish it. What it means is when he heard when he was, I saw brought down that his mother used to put his crib in the bis medrash, and when he was younger, he heard this memra. And he didn't understand then how to be in farish it. But now he knows how to be in farish. Rashi says, "Hey, kreva ele kreva v'kaimalon the tmur shehemim boy achar pesach kreva kreva the tmur shlomim he v'shehem boy kaidim zman ele kreva tmur pesach." Basically, if you have a carbon pesach, they got lost. You have a carbon pesach, every pesach got lost. You bring another carbon pesach, and then you find the old carbon pesach. Now you already brought your carbon pesach. What happens to the old carbon pesach? That has a din of a shlomim, even though it's karm pesach, because you made it a karm pesach, has a din of a shlomim, and that could be kreva tamura. That could be a tamura. But a regular karm pesach can be tamura. That's what Rishu was saying. Tanan, Amr Rishu, Shemat, Shemus pesach, kreva, Tumus pesach, and a kreva. Ben lefash. El bishmol, the makla, kuli bebuchar meiser, bebuchar meiser, pesach, the loy kreva, tumus pesach, and only. How does he know? So Gemara said, meiser, gomar, avra, bebuchar. And Pesach Behedya Ksivbe, it says in Kesev, where's that Pesach? Chol Maizu Yavar Avarta, that you learn at Tupsuk. And over here it says, Matzon Kamar Shalom, okay, but Tom Yakarim, Kesev, who, Makar, was Kamarim, Yavikar, was Lavan Hashem. So we learn out, the Rabbis, two words to Pesach, Achar Pesach, Tikar Shalom, only Achar Pesach. Yoch Afar Ben Pesach can't. I'm lemmer who? Then no, that can be a carved mura, like we said before. So Gemara says, "V'chol hanach tanoi demafkele l'hai dam zochi shavach l'drosh achine hai kol nisnalam al mizbeach achitzon shnasam matan achish kipper menalu." How do they know? So we said we slugged up all those other side limudim. We had different ways of learning it. What about them? They hold like Basil. Basil is more makel than Bishamai in the Mishnah. He holds that even a chatos, one matan is good enough. And he learned everything am chatos, and merely he doesn't have to have the pasuk of Damas Chavich Shavach. But Bishamai, he doesn't hold chatos as keeper of achas is good enough. He holds you need minimum two by chatos. So merely he has to have a pasuk, he doesn't have that limud. And that's what we want. But those manamu will hold like Basil. V'achata shtei matanas. Amar v'hu my time to Bishamai. What's Bishamai holds? You need two matanas. So it says, because you have a pasuk, you have three pesukim. It says, lokach akoy medam achata v'tzboi v'nos al karnois mizbeach oilo. If you notice, karnois is without a vav. It says, it's written, kuf resh nun saf. So really it's karnos, kranos. It's really written. It's one Karen. The next pasuk also
singular,
right? That's why that brings other problems. And Nosal Karnos Bech Oilo also one. Last one. Lokem Damchaz Bezboi Nosal Karnois That has a vav. So there's, it's really, if you look at it, the way it's written, it says four times chronos. Two singular, one plural, that's four. If you look at it the way it's read, so we read the psukim regular, nasal karnos, nasal karnos, nasal karnos. That's six times. You're reading it in plural, which means it's really six times. And that's what Gemara is going to discuss over here. So you have, Ravuna says they need two. I'm Ravuna, my time to Bishame, chronos, 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 harikan shesh. Because he's going, yesh aim lemikra. The way you read it is the way you cash out. So if you're reading it chronos, that means it's six. So arba lemitzvah, four of them, four corners, he's supposed to do the mitzvah. V'shtayim la'akav, the extra two, what's the extra two? Why say six? We know you don't spread six times. Two is telling you that two is essential. No matter what, you got to do two.
Two out of four.
Four is the mitzvah. Two, if you don't do four, if you don't do two, you don't got nothing. Ubeis Hillel, he says no. Kronos, 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 Erekan Arba. He goes to go about the Messiah. The Messiah is the way it was written in the Torah. It was written, Kronos singular, Kronos singular, Kronos plural. Because only one of them has a vav. That means only four. So Arba lemitzvah, Harikan Arba. Shalosh is lemitzvah. Three is lemitzvah. V'achas la'akav. Well, only one is telling him la'akav. Fact, you want v'ema kul lemitzvah. Maybe they're all for mitzvah. Kapara chdi le'ashkenah. It's impossible that you can have a kapara without doing a shpritz. The whole kapara comes from zrika. So you tell me you don't have to do a zrika and you have a kapara? How? The Gemara doesn't like that. V'yiboy se'ema, ahani ta'an de'vishilil. Ahani mikra v'ahani mesiris. He says you're using both. You have like a... You could use the mikra that it says six, that you're using as six, because the way you're reading it, it's plural, everything, so it's six. Bahani Masiris, which is only four. So how does it work? Bahani mikra litfuye, chada. The mikra tells you that you only need one. Bahani Masiris litvatsuri chada. So basically, the Rashi says, Bahani Masiris, the mashma arba, hilch tfei chada. Tvei chada, tafi chada amasiris, ubatze chada mikra, v'avlu chamish, nimtze shashina ba'achas. Basically, he's a different limud. Till now he's saying, Bishilil, that you go baser mesiris, and you only left with one, because three is mitzvah, and one is la'akav. Now he's saying you have six. The mikra takes off one, the mesiris puts on one. If you go with Masiris, you have six. You go with Mikra, you have four. You have Mikra is six, Masiris is four.
Okay. So you have the six and then the Mikra.
So you Masiris add one makes. You add one to Mikra to you add one to Masiris. No,
add one because of Mikra, and you take away one because of Masiris, so you're left with five.
So four la'akav, four lemitzvah, and one la'akav. Right. Yeah. So Gemara doesn't like this whole thing. The Gemara says, this thing that you're going with tansing away the chasanas, the Gemara says, l'ma'ato, let the toughest, reckon arba. Ahani kro, so if you go with if you just read the pasuk, let the toughest, by tefillin, we know tefillin have four batim, there's four compartments. So if you look at the tefillin psukim, let the toughest. It's 104.
One, one, and two is four.
Four and six.
Yeah, he put an above by two of them.
But it's light.
Oh, no, sorry. No, toughest, the next one over here. No, the top one's not above.
The top one's not supposed to be above.
It doesn't. There's no above by the...
Yeah. The first above, but not the second.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I don't know. Maybe that's how it's written. Let me see over here how it says. Yeah, it's brought down to Tophis. Yeah, it does have the first above. The second above it doesn't have. They both have the first above. I don't know why... Right, the two bottom ones, the two psukim have the first vav, one of them doesn't. Pshat and Lois Aya. None of them have at the end. Two of them have in the first, the beginning. But we're talking about the end one. So let the tough ice. That's
the wrong one.
Harekan Arba. Ahani Kra, Bani Mesaris. So Chamisha Bati, Bailam Evid. Then, if that's the case, if you tell me you're using both, then you should, according to what we're just saying, you should have five Batim, according to Bekiva. According to Basil. If this pshat is right. So Gemara says, Savlaka Bekiva Damar Tat Bekasvi, the word Tat in Kasvi, in the town Kasvi, in the country Kasvi, Ishtaim, and Pat, Ba'afriki Ishtaim. So Melo, that means only four. Taisus asks, what's the... Taisus says, Tat Bekasvi Ishtaim, and Taim Eim Kain, Liboy Trey Sri Bati. Then you should need 12. Because you have three psukim and each one is two, so 2, 4, 6, 2.
4, 4, 4.
Each one's four, right? Math, you know, is my strong point. The what? So Tosi says that no, I don't know what the first teretz is. I mean, none minyan. The second teretz he says, chat the toughest legufev ain't a tata also a minyan, bottom loshen kasi loshen afriki. No. What would be the fifth parasha, by the way, to put in? Where do you have five parashas? No, four parashas we know. The four parashas we have today. Those are four parashas in the Torah. But what's the fifth parasha? So I saw someone says, I didn't write it down, but I forgot what he said. There's a pasuk. No, not Rizal Zorbstein. There's a Taisvus in Menachas. Says that it's... Oh man, I forgot. Okay. Come back tomorrow. Go right there. We'll stop there. We'll stop there. Sukkah, Nida. All right. Where are we up to over here? Yashar Koach. Tess, hey. Moving along. We're almost done with Bechoros. Gotta make a scene. When are we done with Bechoros? This week, you know?
Is this week, Maya?
Yeah.
For Friday.
Friday, so I make a Zim.
You do that.
Sholosh Gronos. There are three times that are set aside for Maya Sebehema, the Maya Sebehema. Befreis HaPesach. That's right before Pesach. Like Erev Pesach. Befreis HaTzeres. Befreis HaChag.
15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos,
and 15 days before, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azar Emer, Be'eshim Tisha B'Adar. No, 29. Be'echa B'Sivan, that's only a few days before. Be'eshim Tisha B'Av. Eshim Tisha B'Av. That's a long time before Sukkot. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Armin, Be'echa B'Nisan, Be'echa B'Sivan, Be'eshim Tisha B'El. V'lam Ram B'Eshim Tisha B'El, Le'am Be'echa B'Tisha, M'eshu Yom Tev. Shana. The ones that were born on Chodesh Elul, you can't mize them with the ones that are born before. They're on their own schedule. Go to the next year. We are up to Noah. Beis. Okay, Kofei Beis, and then we'll go to Kovav. Im tzorach lachas peroys of Ashar Shkorim Neshu Yorim Ne Ganovim, Nigovim. Ganovim, probably. Ganovim, always says Nigovim. I'm Ashar Hefzid, Koma Shev Shalas Batsin Yasa. Mir Shalas Batsin and Mutlas Afil Beshim. Try to do it discreetly. Put your car in the garage. Yeah, if you have to do it. Where's Papa? Papa went away? Dina mech memke b'chol ha'moed v'ches v'ches sifim. What are you allowed to do on chol ha'moed? Kol s'chayra, asura, bein liknes, bein limkar. You can't sell, can't buy. Rakam z'am le'revach meruba. A lot of gain. Yoch liknes limkar b'tzina. V'yoyse l'chvoy yantif, yoyse ma'a shahaya b'dayit al-hoitzi. Stam halacha. You should,
use the extra profits.
No, it doesn't say use the extra profits.
Yeah, use the extra profits for a yontif.
That's what it means, or just means stam? You should be mechabed yontif.
Don't have relatives.
This is because you made money?
It's extra profit that you made for Mekamapar on Talmud should be used.
I mean, you spent $7,000 in Yontif. Now you just made Chalmoid, you made an extra $2,000 that you weren't planning on making. So you should go and buy a nice cowboy steak.
Yeah.